Norm Pastka has been doing shoreline construction here for decades. Never has the 74-year-old seen anything like this.
It's been fine here for years. They lost 45 feet in one storm. They had beach. The beach was out there. Literally.
We're standing on private land just outside Ontonagon. Lake Superior stretches out before us, mostly open water, save for some ice, snow, and floating ice chunks near the shore.
This cabin was sitting right here, okay? And this wall was right straight down.
And so it was at risk
of it would have fell in.
Historically high lake levels, coupled with a November storm, erased 30 feet or more of land along this shoreline. Pestka's construction company has a contract to install erosion control along the shore.
Is this trial and error? Yeah, because we don't know what Mother Nature's going to do.
Heavy machinery moves one-ton boulders into place. They serve as armor against further erosion.
I can tell you enjoy this work. This makes you happy.
Oh, I love it. I just love doing stuff.
Jim Caron, who works on the permitting staff for Michigan's Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, is overseeing the placement of the huge rocks.
The idea there is we have a very powerful body of water here, and you need something large to keep it in place from eroding.
Caron has seen pictures of homes falling off cliffs across the state, including on the Lake Michigan and Lake Huron shorelines. But don't blame the homeowners for building in a poor place, he says.
To no fault of their own, the shorelines eroding to the extent that they had after one or two storm events has made it not only a priority, but really a crisis.
Lake Superior stands 15 inches higher than normal for January. Lakes Michigan and Huron are more than 3 feet above their average.
Lake Superior and Lake Michigan, if the trend continues for the next few days in the month of January, will break their all-time record for the highest water level in the month of January.
That's Mike Saletti, a meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Green Bay. Even though the lakes remain mostly ice-free, aiding evaporation to lower water levels, the outlook is still concerning.
They're forecasting water levels to remain above records for the rest of this winter and through spring into the early start of the summer.
To protect properties from those lake levels, Michigan is expediting erosion control permits like the one given to Norm Pestka by Jim Caron for the project near Ontonagon.
They've told staff, give them a priority, process them as quickly as you can, and we've been processing them in as little as just a business day or two.
Michigan regulators have gotten nearly 600 shoreline applications since October 1st, on pace to more than double the number from the previous year. They're working nights and weekends to process them. The Wisconsin DNR also has an emergency permitting system in place. 15 miles west of that private property near Ontonagon, Pestka visits another one of his shoreline-saving projects. It's Highway 107, the main entrance road to Michigan's largest state park, the Porcupine Mountains, which draws more than 300,000 visitors yearly. But this road almost disappeared.
Before we had the erosion problems 2 years ago, which is when it was bad in 17, 18, there was probably 30, 40 feet of beach out here.
Pestka's company put in erosion-blocking riprap, which kept Lake Superior at bay. That was a welcome development for Caron, the state regulator.
You have here a jewel, really, of the UP that had was in danger, basically, of becoming inaccessible to people.
But no matter how much planning is done, how many emergency permits are issued, or how many boulders are rolled into place, these men know one thing. Mother Nature remains in charge.
If there's no other lesson learned, is that we have to realize that you can't ever sit back and think that's good enough. I don't think there's a good enough. You have to plan for the worst case scenario.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Ontonagon.